2 weeks ago, we were saying we wanted this, right? All the snow, 70 degrees to this. Yes, we do. The thing that cracks me up, and if you're safe, it doesn't crack me up. As long as you're safe, it cracks me up, is people sliding all over the place trying to get out of parking lot. Our boy Ryan Rykel, who produces our morning show, he was struggling to get out. Well, in fairness, Angel, you got to watch it, man. Your car, the way the station is, the parking lot, it's like a little cutout of the road almost. Sometimes the lovely folks at the city don't swoop in and grab that and get that snow out of there. So what that becomes is like this packed mountain of ice that maybe cars can struggle to go. So you just get in there and you just give her hell when you get out of there, man, okay?
Yeah, my little Kia Spectra, she's a stick shift, so it's a little just a lot of effort on her part.
How many times, you've been here for what, 3 years?
4 years.
4 years. How many times have you driven in the snow now? A dozen times?
I'd say I got a good experience
of
it.
So you're good with it.
I drove around the building today because I didn't want to park there at first.
It's just as bad.
I'm like, let me
go
see if I can go park on the street somewhere. And I took a turn and I felt the back end of my car kind of just fishtail away from me. And I'm like, oh, geez.
Noob says ice doesn't care if you have four-wheel drive. Yeah, that's true.
Doesn't care that I'm from the south either.
Ice is the one thing. It's like it doesn't care how big your pickup is. But the problem is with the cars busting out over those little drifts that are created by the traffic and everything and where we're parked. It's just a good time.
What I do like about this time of year is when it does snow and there's ice, walking around the UNC campus and
seeing
just seeing
fall.
People like not fall but almost fall, and they try to play it off like, oh, no one saw
Dude,
that.
Dude,
the whole campus just saw that.
Oh, I fell before at campus. There's ice everywhere. Oh, I definitely did. It was embarrassing.
Watch, I'm going to fall.
Oh, man. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Yeah, just be careful out there. You know, there's the two extremes when I'm driving, and I come in on 392 from Timnath, and there's the guy that's like, or gal, whatever, that's like going 2 mile an hour, barely moving, scared that, you know, if you go over 5 miles per hour, you're going to just slide off the road and explode. If you're that worried, you shouldn't drive at all. And then there's the other guy that's in the big pickup that's driving like, you know, 85 down there and busting past to try to pass people. Don't be that guy either. Just you know, go a little bit under the speed limit when it's icy conditions. Maybe more, depending on what it's calling for. And test it, you know. Always used to test every new road I'd get on, assuming there wasn't a crazy bunch of traffic. If it was a smaller road, test and see how bad the ice is so you know what you're dealing with. Don't get up on people's butts. That's a good rule of thumb anyway. I got to educate people how to drive in the snow and the ice, man. My goodness.
We weren't ready for it. We didn't get that pre-snow in December, November, and it just hit us all at once. Now we're got to get ready.
Yeah, it's true. You know, just it did. I see some people like on the side of the road, and you're just wondering, like, because I'm driving, you know, what is it, 55? Is that the speed limit on 392? I'm driving like 53. Just being careful. I'm just going with the flow of traffic. If I, you know, I'm not gonna, if I see somebody driving just fine at 55, I'm going to drive 55. But I'm looking and I'm seeing all these vehicles just in the ditch. I'm like, what were they up to? Unless it was like yesterday when the like blizzard-like conditions were going on. So just be good, man. Just be careful. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Eastside Chris getting in here. Brady, Judy, Fant, and whatever draft picks Browns want for Mayfield. So he said Chris is going all in on Mayfield. He could have a commercial doing more chores, throwing hay to thunder, and cleaning stalls. That would be cool. You know what I'm going to say right now, and it's going to piss a lot of people off? Drew Lock is probably the most realistic option as a starting quarterback next year. Unless Vic Fit. What? Okay, name one that's realistic.
I don't know. I just wanted to press that button.
Teddy's not under contract. He wants $23 million. You paying him $23 million to throw a five-yard slant routes? I don't think so. All right, you know, Drew Lock's still under contract. Have you looked at the free agent pool?
Not great.
It's not good.
Draft isn't great.
And why would you leave Green Bay if you're Aaron Rodgers? You're the best team in football. You're the MVP.
I want to get into that story, too, by the way.
Ooh, you're a jerk because of your vaccine status.
My goodness, man.
You shouldn't be the MVP. Who is this guy?
What is it? Is it Herb? Hub? Arkush? Arkush?
I've never heard of him.
He's a Bears writer, and he votes. He's on the one of the voters for MVP, maybe? And he didn't want to vote for Aaron.
People get votes, though.
I don't know.
Just hand them out.
But he shouldn't get one now if he did. You can't, because they're a jerk. What is this, preschool? Get the hell out of here. This is what's wrong with some of you people. My goodness. Aaron Rodgers was firing back, though. It's ridiculous. We got to get into that. I want to get into the Antonio Brown story. That's a weird thing that's just happening. Let me ask you this. Did you see the stuff going on with the latest, like what he's saying?
Yeah, it's very interesting, the different perspectives that are coming out. And like one day it's this kind of situation, the next day it's this situation.
Well, he's sharing texts that Bruce Arians sent.
Right.
And one of the texts is like, "Hey, Antonio, this is Bruce Arians." Now, wouldn't you think that the coach and the player, that big of a player, would have each other's cellular information?
You know, like, that's Coach B, got a little football emoji on there.
Yeah,
know?
So why would, like me, this morning when I text you and said, "Angel, I'm going to be a little late." What if I would have said, "Hey, this is Brady Hull, host of the Hull Show. I'm going to be a little bit," that would have been a weird text, right? Because you would have been like, "I know who you are."
I probably would have laughed at it.
I might start doing that now. Like,
did you wake up okay, Brady?
Yeah.
Self-affirmation, you know.
It's a weird text. And listen, isn't this the case? That's the big story of the day, by the way, if we want to go there. Presented by FMS Bank, Banking Made Simple. We were already there, but you got to make it official. This is a bizarre story. There's no doubt about it. But are you giving Antonio Brown any benefit of the doubt here because of his history with the Steelers, with the Raiders, even this year with the fake vaccine card? Say what you will about the vaccines. You want them, you don't want them. They're saving the world, they're killing the world, whatever. Faking a car, I mean, a fake identification of any kind is a serious offense. So yeah. He already screwed up this year.
Yeah, and just I remember all the stuff with him and the Raiders and obviously the way things went with Pittsburgh. This guy's got, I don't want to put issues on him, but he's got something on.
There's like, something going on. We do throw around, like with him especially, like, "Hey, there's something mental." It just sure seems like there's something else going on, but you don't, like, I don't know the guy. So it's hard to, you know, play doctor. But he's sitting there saying he's hurt, right? He's too hurt to go in. If your ankle's that bad, should you? I mean, he like jogged and was jumping and waving at the crowd when he left. If it was as bad as he's saying, now I know that certain cuts can be different than running straight, and that's where you're worried about. But I, you know, as a high school kid, I know different, but sprained and twisted many a ankle. And I don't think I felt like jumping and waving. And there was no limp really to his gait as he walked out.
Yeah, I'm just confused. Like, I don't know how the NFL works in terms of injuries and stuff, but you feel like you would have to report, "Hey, my ankle doesn't feel right. Let me go get training or,
the
or something."
Medical staff is coming out saying he was cleared. So 4 days after, this is the story now. 4 days after this, of course, Brown, you know what he did. Threw off his helmet, dashed off the field in the middle of the game against the Jets. Da-da-da-da-da. Here's what the Buccaneers have said as their statement. "While Antonio did receive treatment on his ankle and was listed on the injury report the week leading up to last Sunday's game, he was cleared to play by our medical team prior to the start of the game. And at no point during the game did he indicate to our medical personnel that he could not play. We have attempted multiple times throughout the week to schedule an evaluation by an outside orthopedic specialist. Yet Antonio has not complied. Maintaining the health and wellness of our players is of the utmost importance to our organization." Here's what I'm going to say on that. In this day and age, is there still that stuff going on? Maybe. Like fake shots and all that stuff to make you feel better and maybe brush an injury under the rug? Maybe. But that's, I mean, dude, we are in this day and age of Twitter, social media, plugs all the time. Do you think the Bucs would try to cover up something with Antonio Brown?
That guy is a loose cannon. So even if they did try to cover it up for any injury or anything like that, you think they'd mess with Brown? A guy that has already thrown two organizations under the bus, several quarterbacks, several coaches. I can't see it, man. I saw the text that Brown shared, and I'm reading it going, I mean, yeah, Bruce Arians knows he's hurt, but are you faulting Bruce Arians at all in this? The Buccaneers organization? It's hard to.
No, because, I mean, as much as this is Bruce Arians' team, it's also Tom Brady's team. And from the start, when he signed Antonio Brown, I wasn't sure, like, is this really who Tom Brady wants on his team? And now that this has unfolded, it's just making me wonder what's going on there. Is it the season struggling? They're not, you know, they're maybe too high off the Super Bowl.
I think
whatever,
this is what happens when you bring a guy like him into your organization.
Especially with a guy like Tom Brady, who is so routine and systematic in what he
does. Yeah, you can't bring a guy like this in. And this is why you got to be damn sure. And I believe in second chances. The problem is this is third, right? This is like strike three or four.
Seven chances. This guy got nine lives.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a bizarre story. It's very strange. But we'll kind of see how that plays out. Bruce Arians did say he told him to get off the field. He did say, then you can leave. But was it something to do with an injury, whatever? Bottom line is Brown made it way too big of a deal. They could have still maybe even solved this if he didn't run off the field like that. You just can't do it. He is torching the Buccaneers. He's trying to anyway. That there's no way in hell, man. I didn't think he was going to get in the league anyway, but the power of Tom Brady probably helped him there. There's no way now. If you're going to throw, because now he's mad that players are saying, people like Tom Brady are saying, hey, I hope he gets the help, blah, 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 all that stuff. He's not liking that. He's offended by that. So what's next for this dude? Who knows, man? Chris, doesn't Rodgers own the Bears? He does.
Last I checked.
I think so, yeah. What is that? Again, that just is another thing. He gets a... two guaranteed wins every year. Just stay in Green Bay. There's no way Rodgers, it's not going to happen. I've said it from the get-go. Why would you leave the best team in the NFL for one of the worst that's changing up an owner, that has a non-offensive-minded head coach? You'd be setting yourself back, man. I mean, talk about ending your career in a fizzle. I'm not saying Rodgers couldn't come here and be good. I think the Broncos were a competent quarterback away from being good. But, or not, I'm not even going to say competent. This is probably too harsh to say about Teddy. But he's just an average guy. He's an average quarterback. He's not going to win games for you. He's not going to lose games for you. But that's how you end up in what we call NFL purgatory. Not good or bad. You're always drafting around 10 or 11 or 12. That's not good. You might as well go for broke with Drew Locke. I've said it a million times. If he's good, he's good. If he's not, then you get a better draft pick and go get that quarterback or use that draft pick to go trade for that quarterback. McLean says, if I'm sick and tired of AB as a fantasy football team manager, I can't imagine where NFL coaches are with this guy. He's done. I can't imagine he's back. AB is acting like one flew over the cuckoo nest. That's the thing. I don't think you're going to get anybody that's too sympathetic for him based on his past. That's just where we are on this.
Not at this point. It's not worth the risk.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows, man? It's a bizarre story. The Aaron Rodgers thing's bizarre, too. We're going to get into that later. Coming up next, I wrote my deep thoughts from a wandering mind and my blog that I put out on theholeshow.com. You guys aren't crazy about it. Not into it. You don't believe me. Well, I've got the facts. The Denver Broncos failed Drew Locke. We're going to talk about it next.
Hear Bears basketball on the voice of the Bears. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, Nugget fans. This is Coach Bowen of the Denver Nuggets, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
All I was over at the GOAT the other day, meeting up with my good friend, the Good Afternoon Guy, Brian Gary, and I, hanging out, grabbing a beer, and of course the Wisconsin cheese curds. Man, I gotta tell you, the staff there is wonderful as well. You hear one of their lovely waitresses on the ad that runs throughout the ads that run on KFKA. And she's just like, she's like, hey, you guys need something else? You need more? I love it. I love getting involved. I want to promote and get out there. The GOAT is so much fun. It is a great place. I got a chance to see Alex out there. Matt was out there. It's family owned and operated, and it's a sports bar, and it's a legit sports bar. Like, a lot of times you throw out the word like, hey, it's a locally owned sports bar. Some people are like, okay, what do they got, like six TVs or something? They've got 36 HD TVs to watch all of your favorite teams play. You could have watched the Nuggets lose to the Jazz last night by not getting the ball to Nikola Jokic late in that game. But that's it, the GOAT. They're in the center place of Greeley. They're the newest local sports bar, place to be for your any of your big-time games, lunch, dinner, beverages. Love the hangout. It's a great bar. It's awesome. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. My blog, check it out. It's available at thewholeshow.com. Along with our Method Flow Products poll question of the day, would you like to see Drew Locke back next year? 62% of the hooligans say yes. They would like to see Drew Locke get one more shot at starting quarterback for the Broncos next season. I'm surprised by that because the hooligans, I didn't think were Locke guys. Or maybe you're just listening to the whole show and logic is seeping into your brains, which is fantastic if it is, because the options out there are not realistic. And are the, like, I heard Marcus Mariota is one of the names. Like, is that better than what you're dealing with Drew Locke? Or is it just a wash?
That's a Teddy Bridgewater thing there.
Yeah. Then, you bring him in and make him a backup and you give Drew Locke a shot. I mean, this is the thing. Vic Fangio did this thing backwards. He did this thing backwards. We could have been done and you would have known for sure, but you're hearing Shurmur and Fangio both say the same things yesterday. Yeah, man. I mean, he's showing progress. He's showing progress. And Vic Fangio doesn't compliment anybody. He doesn't even compliment Von Miller. He's showing progress. Well, imagine if in those first three games, which was the easiest portion of your schedule, Drew Locke was the starting quarterback, and you could work out some of the kinks there. And then, if he's like, wow, he can't even beat these guys. He's terrible against these guys. All right, you're done. Sorry, Drew. Game over, man. It's over with. But instead, you do it the reverse effect. Beginner's luck texting in. How bad was Locke with Scangarello their last five games together? Not sold on Locke, but think the whole coaching staff is the first place to start. OC and special teams coach have to be on the chopping block. Beginner's luck, thank you, my friend. You are helping me out because a part of my... Yeah, that's good. It's like you read the blog. Okay, the last five games when Drew Locke was a rookie. Okay, first off, let's go further back. John Elway's the general manager of this team. He hires Vic Fangio, 60-year-old, defensive-minded, death-by-inches kind of guy. Death-by-inches. I wrote a line in the blog, Angel. I said, if Vic Fangio wrote the book on death-by-inches, Teddy Bridgewater wrote the foreword. I mean, that's what they are. We're going to chip away. Third and 20, here's five. So Elway drafts Vic Fangio. Then what does he do? Fangio hires Rick Scangarello. First time offensive coordinator as an NFL guy. That was his first NFL offensive coordinator job. He's quarterback coach for the Niners before that. So that's already kind of like, oh, you're going to bring him in to help with this rookie quarterback? Okay, he's a quarterback's coach. That'll work. Then you go draft Drew Locke, a gunslinger. Elway drafts a gunslinger. But you just hired death by inches. But you draft a gunslinger? Square peg, round hole, right? So, moving along, next step, okay, well, we knew that. They pick up Joe Flacco. Let's bring Joe Flacco in here. Drew Locke can learn under him. Yeah, because Joe Flacco seems like he's a cut-up and likes to hang out and talk and teach and coach up and do stuff like that.
He's elite.
He was in his prime when Elway got him. So you have that going. All right, didn't take long to figure out that Joe Flacco was done. You You go with Drew Lock your last five games, and what happened? He was good.
100 for 156, 64%, 1,000 yards, 7 touchdowns, 3 picks.
And 4-1. That's the key. And what did you... Okay, you had momentum. Oh, this young quarterback. We're 4-1. There's momentum there. Maybe all Scangarello needed was a quarterback. What did Vic Fangio do? Fired Scangarello. Brought in recently fired Pat Shurmur to come in and be the offensive coordinator. Then you have the COVID year. We can all make excuses for that. But don't you agree that COVID hurt Drew Lock more than it hurt Tom Brady, more than it hurt Aaron Rodgers and Russell Wilson? This guy had five games under his belt. Then you give him the reins to this new season with this new offensive coordinator, which we all agree is terrible. We all agree on that, right? Nobody's fighting for Pat Shurmur. So we all think, beginner's luck says it, hey, not sold on Lock, but it's the coaching staff. He never had a shot, folks. And then at the beginning of the season, you're trusting Vic Fangio, the death by inches coach, to try to, you know, have Pat Shurmur run the offense, but he's the overseer. He's going to call everything. And he's in charge of your quarterback decision. And he makes the wrong one. He went with Teddy. I got a comment here on the blog. LOL. More Lock is a victim. BS. The guy has 20 starts, 3 seasons, and 3 fill-in games. That's more than some first-round picks and has failed with every opportunity given. Well, he's not a first-round pick, first off. So, you know, if you're going to come at me equipped, bro.
Facts right.
He was the second pick for the Broncos in the second round. He wasn't even their first choice in the second round. But he's a second rounder. So to assume that after 3 years he is going to be Russell Wilson is silly. He's a work in progress. And when you don't have the right people that can help him elevate his game and develop him, then you're wasting your time. Elway hired a defensive-minded guy in Vance Joseph, and it failed. So he doubled back down. I don't mind defensive-minded head coaches. I really don't. But when your biggest issue since Manning, and really before Manning because it was Tebow and Orton, Manning saved you. Without the Manning situation, you've not been able to develop a quarterback. So what do? You hire a death by inches, old school coach to come in. I'm hiring a guy like, you know, the LaFleurs of the world, the Shanahans of the world. That's who you're hiring because the one and two positions are the biggest in football, and that is your quarterback and your head coach. And when those two are square peg and round hole, it doesn't make any sense. That's what Elway did. He drafted a quarterback that didn't make any sense with his head coach. So this whole thing has been screwed from day one. And nobody's known how to handle this thing. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Check it out. Let me know what you think. It's available at theholeshow.com. Headline is, hey, I'm not deceiving anybody. The Broncos failed Drew Lock. That's the headline. Check it out at theholeshow.com. Rev Chiropractic, man, I had an appointment today, but because of the snow, I was late. I was backed up, so I can't get over there. So I'm, bam, right before the show, reschedule on the app. I'm going back in Monday. Just like that. Easy to reschedule. Don't have to make a phone call. Don't have to try to figure out my dates while I'm on the phone in the car. No, I can just pop in the app schedule and get it rolling. Rev Chiropractic. And I got to say this. I saw it on Instagram. Congratulations, Dr. Tyler Terry and Dr. Haley Harada. They are engaged. Yes, they are great. It's family owned and operated now, man. And they have the same philosophies when it comes to chiropractic care. And I'm telling you, it's snow shoveling season. Angel knows this more than anybody now. Your back's going to get thrown out at some point.
I'm already feeling it.
If you're already feeling it, you don't want it lingering, man. Talk to Rev Chiropractic. And it is that long-term approach. It is. No doubt about it. Tell them we sent you. They're off of Highway 34 and 35th Avenue near Home Depot. Let's jump out of here and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
37 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome back. You're listening to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. With us now on the First Advantage Hotline is Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, my friend, I was kind of getting worried that CSU would have to be on a little bit of a delay again with the Boise State situation, but we got that figured out. Instead, we're going to see CSU and San Diego State on Saturday.
Yeah, it's been interesting, whatever, 24, 48 hours with that whole thing. Because, yeah, it looked for a while that Boise probably wouldn't be ready to play Friday night. After CSU beat Air Force on Tuesday, Nico Medved, you know, basically said, yeah, it's not going to happen Friday. Kind of said, you know, there's a small chance could push it back a day or two to see if that could get Boise through their quarantine. But even that sounded unlikely. And then actually kind of late Tuesday night, I started getting word that CSU and Arizona kind of had a, you know, handshake agreement, if you will, of if CSU couldn't play that one, they'd go down and play Arizona. So for a little bit, kind of thought that was happy. And then all of a sudden you find out Nevada has COVID issues. They were supposed to play at San Diego State. And then it kind of became a, you know, frankly, I think a pretty easy call for the Mountain West. You had a CBS time slot that you don't want to waste. And then, you know, CSU kind of trying to find an opponent. So they married CSU and San Diego State for Saturday. You know, it's a month earlier than these two teams were supposed to play, and really 2 months before CSU was supposed to go to San Diego. But all of a sudden, you have a pretty exciting Mountain West showdown set up for Saturday afternoon.
No question about it. Here's that big test. You know, we had looked at the Mountain West Conference, and not to say there's not other good team. You know, Boise State's putting together a nice season, sitting at 10-4. But you know, this was the showdown we were hoping we'd build up to a little bit more. But nonetheless, I'm pretty pumped for it. However, the Rams looked kind of rusty the other day, and you hope that they've shaken that off, because this is a huge contest, Kevin.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say this is the most ideal way to have this game for CSU. Like you say, they're still fresh off their paws. They looked pretty rusty on Tuesday. On the flip side, you know, San Diego State, you know, has their own issues. They're not COVID right now, but they have some injuries and stuff. They were pretty shorthanded in their last game against UNLV and kind of had to grind through that one. And, you know, obviously they weren't, you know, prepared or readying to play CSU either. So it's one of those. I'm not sure for either team it's 100% ideal from, you know, an on-the-court standpoint. But, hey, if you're going to go win a Mountain West title, you're going to have to play it sometime. You know, might as well figure it out. And from the CSU side, even if you were to lose this weekend, it doesn't really hurt you ranking or Mountain West title-wise, because, you know, winning at San Diego State is, you know, it's not an expectation for anyone. So it's kind of one of those, still kind of like the Arizona game would have been if they had played it. But it's a really great chance, but if you lose, it's not going to be super damaging like losing to Air Force would have been.
You're right, and playing against San Diego State at their place is one of the toughest spots. I mean, no question about it. It's a difficult place to go for even the best teams in the country. So it's going to be interesting for Colorado State. Where are you on the Air Force game, Kevin? I mean, do you look at that more or less saying, you know, rusty, three and a half weeks? I mean, we were approaching a month mark. Air Force is better than I think a lot of people thought, too. So do you walk away from that saying, yeah, you know what, I'm just thankful the Rams got a win?
Yeah, that's all that matters. You don't need to play for style points and any of that in that game. I mean, Medved said the team only had three full practices before that game. And, you know, in that pause, it's not like they're just on break, but they're in the gym shooting and stuff. They're shut down. You're not allowed to go to the gym. You're at home. You know, the guys that test positive can't, you know, go to the gym and work out or any of that. So, you know, you can't go a month without playing, and especially when, you know, three of those weeks in that month, you're basically sitting around doing nothing, and bounce back and be right back in form. So, yeah, just get the win. Air Force, like you nailed it. They're scrappy. That system is really funky to play against. So get the win. That is really the only thing that matters.
We're talking to Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and he's our Rams insider. And we had, Kevin, we had Doug Gottlieb on the show the other day, who was doing color commentary via stadium for that game between CSU and Air Force. And, you know, he talked about, you know, the depth's such a great thing for CSU, but it can also be one of those things where maybe it could hurt you down the stretch. As Coach Medved, it's a good problem to have. You have so many great players that you want to give them all their time, all their minutes. What do you see from a guy that sees this team on the daily, in practice, every single game? Do you think that we've been talking about the positives of this depth? Do you think in a roundabout way, Medved's going to have to trim this thing down a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're basically playing 10 right now. And yeah, there are going to be games, and at San Diego State could well be one of them, where you shave it down a little bit. And it'll be kind of matchup dependent. I don't think there's necessarily, you know, a person that's going to be, you know, kind of the one that gets cut out of it. It's going to be matchup dependent. I think there will be games where they don't necessarily use both big men a ton and they go small ball. There might be some games where, you know, they want to ride, you know, Roddy and Tanjay and Isaiah and those guys for, you know, 37 minutes. And so some of those guys that play, you know, 7 to 13 end up playing 3 or 4. So, yeah, I think you're going to get that. And, yeah, it's, you know, right now I think the depth is good because as you're coming off this pause, it helps you, one, just legs. And then, two, if someone, you know, is out of form, you know, hasn't got their touch yet, you can just go to someone else. You don't have to rely on them. So that is good. But, yeah, they're, you know, everyone wants to play. No one comes to, you know, comes on Division I scholarship to sit on the bench. So, yeah, you have guys, they all want to play, and they all certainly are capable of contributing. So it's going to be, you know, you'll have those tricky moments, certainly some tricky conversations, I'm sure. But this team is, you know, these guys are pretty bought into what's going on and what's happening, and winning certainly helps. It's a lot easier to manage rotations when you're winning games than when you're losing games. And you know, guys aren't playing much or saying, well, we're losing. Why the heck are we doing what, you know, the same thing every day?
It's a great point that you bring up, too, that these guys are bought in. And maybe no better example of that is Chandler Jacobs. I mean, that guy could go to a lot of places and be in the regular starting rotation and be scoring, you know, get more looks and everything. But he is just, I mean, he's a tremendous defensive player. David Roddy, somebody had asked the question, hey, who gives you nightmares, David? Is there a player that you worry about going up against? The first guy he mentioned was practice, yep, was going up against Chandler Jacobs in practice.
Yeah, I was listening to that yesterday. I got a chuckle out of that, but it makes sense. Chandler Jacobs is such an impressive young man to me. I remember the first conversation I had with him, you know, kind of during training camp or whatever you want to call it, and I, you know, kind of asked straight up that question. You know, you go from being a, you know, a Division II All-American where you're scoring, you know, almost 30 points a game. You know, he was the guy at Dallas Baptist, like the superstar. You know, what's it going to be like? Because you're not going to, you know, we kind of knew he wouldn't start. You know, he certainly wasn't going to be, you know, averaging 25 points a game. You know, I was like, what's that going to be like? And he basically said, you know, I want to, you know, play professionally. And, you know, not everyone is Steph Curry and able to do that. And to play professionally, you need to be able to find a role and work in a team that way, doing what the team needs of you. I thought, wow, that's a really mature thing. He said, you know, I wanted to come to this level and find a way to fit in and help the team. And that's what he's done at CSU. I mean, I don't think CSU will ever run a play for him this year, but he'll score on fast breaks, off of steals. He'll score, you know, attacking the offensive board, you know, open kick out threes. He can drive and dribble. But he's doing it all unselfishly. And like you said, his defensive instincts are really good. So he's a guy that you look at his numbers and you kind of shrug. But he's really impactful. I think it's just going to get more and more. You can tell there's still, especially on the offensive side, some times where he's still kind of figure out that role, you know, from being the guy to, you know, just another guy. And he's just getting more and more comfortable. But, yeah, he's a really impressive player, great athlete, smart, smart player. I think he's added a really good dimension to this team. And like I say, I think it's been good now, but I think he's going to be even more important in February and March than he has been so far.
He's just such a fun player to watch, you know, not in the conventional sense of, you know, nonstop. As you mentioned, the stats aren't always there, but he's just so tight on defense. And I love watching, you know, a guy that's just so alert, so absolutely zoned in on what they got to do on the defensive side of the ball. Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, when you look at the Mountain West, what do you make of it right now, man? I mean, obviously San Diego State's pretty damn good. We're going to see that on Saturday. Boise State, when we see them play again, they're not too bad either. You got the Nevadas. Air Force, I think they're so young, but they've surprised a few people by beating Utah State the other night. What are your thoughts on this conference so far?
Man, I don't know. It's tough. And it's tough because we've lost so many games that haven't been played, you know, that would have been really good matchups. Boise, Wyoming last weekend was going to be really intriguing. But, yeah, I think, you know, I'm going to say San Diego State is, you know, kind of the second favorite right now. And some of that is historical bias more than what they've done on the court. But I think, in a way, you know, they've earned that. So until it's proven otherwise, I'll still kind of think they're your second team behind CSU. Wyoming, they're the one that, you know, they had a nice non-conference. I wouldn't say they necessarily beat anyone great, but they did go on the road and had some nice road and neutral wins. You know, they tested themselves against Arizona. They got beat up pretty good there. But they're one, they're going to have to prove it a bit. I think everyone's still waiting to see if they can run, you know, a gauntlet of the Mountain West schedule and do it, but they're pretty darn good. And Boise's really coming on. They're a great defensive team, which is actually opposite of what they usually are. They're usually really good offensively and less so defensively. So I'm intrigued to see how they'll do coming off their pause. And then you have a bunch of teams kind of the middle. Utah State, you know, Air Force can get in there. That can cause problems. Fresno State, they're one that's really solid. So I think it's a deep conference. It's deep in a weird way that I don't think it's going to lead to many NCAA bids, but it's going to be deep in a way that you're going to see some really, you know, funky results and teams in the middle beating teams at the top.
Well, it's going to be fun to see. I'm glad we're there, and let's hope we can keep getting better here. CSU, of course, cleared to go now. Hopefully for the rest of the season, we won't have to worry about this. Get through it once, and maybe you're done. For more on that schedule change for CSU and San Diego State, check it out at the Coloradoan, coloradoan.com. Kevin, I know we're recharging our Hoops Tip-Off show at 5 o'clock today, so that'll be fun to jump in and go into all detail hoops with you and Chris Abshire.
Yeah, excited to get back in it. It's been too long.
It has.
Too long since we've had basketball to talk about.
I know, right? We had planned to take a couple weeks off of the show anyway because of Christmas and all that, but who would have thought? We didn't miss anything. So now,
yeah,
we're just catching up a little bit, not that much.
Yeah, looking forward to it. Glad we have actual action to talk about.
Kevin, appreciate you, my friend. You be careful getting down here, and we'll catch up with you later today on KFKA.
Sounds great. See you guys in a while.
All right. Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. Yes, CSU will be playing San Diego State on Saturday. Woo-hoo, that one's going to be fun. That is going to be a blast of a basketball game. They will play at 2 o'clock, and that's going to be on CBS. So you don't have to mess with the stadium out. Although, it's not bad.
Anything you don't have to pay for to watch sports, I like.
Yeah, I mean, and that's
pay $5 a month for ESPN just to watch UNC, but I can just listen to Jerry for free.
You mute it, listen to Jerry.
Exactly.
I mean, that's the thing, man. And Jerry paints that picture, doesn't he? I mean,
it's
just phenomenal. It's really cool, though. David Roddy yesterday, you know, Bodie Hume, I talked to Dalen. These players in this area are very talented, but they're also really cool. They're really cool guys. You know, I mean, that's fun, right? There's a lot of players, you know, maybe it's harder to talk to or you just don't get that vibe, but man, there's some good people. Go support these guys because you want to go support these programs now and show these players that there's a lot of buy-in. So then you get new players coming in saying, wow, this is a magical place to play. It's 51 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. Aaron Rodgers is in the news. Is he a jerk? We'll talk about it next.
Want sports from the coach? Tune in to Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKS.
Welcome back to the show. Shout out to Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. They are now Greeley's hometown orthopedic group. They have their locations all over the Front Range, but now in Greeley. For over 51 years, OCR has been a specialist in the medicine of motion. Check them out online at orthohealth.com. I've utilized them as well. I jacked up my shoulder years ago, and it was killing me for weeks, for months, and I finally go in and, you know, rather than something too extreme, I was able to work with a therapist, and it just kind of created a different plan as far as some of my workouts and different therapies I can do. And boy, since I started doing that, everything has been great. So I do appreciate Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies for helping me out, too. They help out a lot of these athletes. We're talking about a lot of these local athletes, too, in the area, high school and the college scene. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. They're partners with CSU. They're partners with the Colorado Eagles. You name it. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. The Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Would you like to see Drew Locke back for another year? All right, Angel, I think we have time for this. Aaron Rodgers had strong words for the MVP voter who said earlier this week that he would not cast his vote for Green Bay Packers quarterback because he's the biggest jerk in the league and a bad guy. Here's Aaron Rodgers.
I think he's a bum. I think he's an absolute bum. He doesn't know me. I don't know who he is. No one knew who he was probably until yesterday's comments. But I mean, I listened to the comments, but to say he had his mind made up in the summertime, in the off season, that, you know, I had zero chance of winning MVP, in my opinion, should exclude future votes. You know, his problem isn't with me being a bad guy or the biggest jerk in the league. Because he doesn't know me. He doesn't know me. He doesn't know anything about me. I mean, I've never met him. I've never had lunch with him. I've never had an interview with him. His problem is I'm not vaccinated.
Pretty well said right there. I mean, that is. How many people are saying, oh, you're a jerk because of you misled people on this COVID thing? I really liked what Aaron Rodgers had to say. I'll be blunt. I liked what he had to say. Because this is the day and age we're in right now. Oh, you're not vaccinated? Oh, you're not interested in it? You're a jerk. I don't like you. That's not the way we should be operating, but some believe we should be. All right, we'll take a quick break. Second hour of The Whole Show coming up next. Don't go anywhere.